This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God all over the world on live stream. We've been teaching on repentance from dead works, repentance, repent and believe the gospel, then faith the word of God. Tonight, we are going to talk about faith, continue on with faith. We talked last hour about faith being a spirit. And tonight, America is in a war. It's been a great war. In 1959, Nikita Khrushchev told the Secretary of Agriculture, Benson, in the U.S., that Russia wouldn't take us with bombs and missiles, but they'd get us through education. And how true that is. They have invaded our educational institutions. In 1959 is when Khrushchev said that to Benson. I was at the University of Missouri School of Veterinary Medicine. Before I graduated in 62, it was common knowledge that President Elmer Ellis, University of Missouri, a history professor, was a communist. That was known by professors and some of us that knew professors that were honest. And today, we got all kinds of communists in our government. There's a big war going on in Washington right now. Communism versus Christianity. Oh, not anything else. Communism versus Christianity. Kingdom against kingdom. Nation against nation. Thank God. That's what this is. So Kathy is going to read Hebrews chapter 11 about the chapter on faith. And let me tell you, for 40 years I've been wrestling with the wicked spirits of my government, and I've watched many of them fall. I've watched Jimmy Carter fall. And now I'm watching Obama fall on his face, because this is communism that affects him. He might not be a communist, but he's got communists everywhere around him, telling him what to do. Khrushchev kinds of communists. So if Gathy's going to read this, then I'm going to say a few words, and we're going to praise God. Hebrews 11.
Chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in a land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even as one in him as good as dead, so many as the stars of sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were persuaded of them and embraced them, confessed they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they say that such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sown asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect.
He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying. For 40 years, 41, I've lived by that faith, walked by that faith. I've seen many things I've subdued in front of me, under my feet, put there through that faith, operated by the Holy Ghost. Tonight, we're taking on, worshiping and praising the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, taking on the communists of America. You will not gain victory over the body of Christ in America. It is time for one of the blind boys to come, join with Terry May, who is leading worship by record, by recording, worship and praise, and we're going to join with that worship and praise and subdue some godliness. Let's worship God.
This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made.
see you tomorrow night. Thank you.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.